Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon states to encourage manufacturing, boost ease of doing business, and make India a global services giant. Mr. Modi said that soon India would be launching the National Manufacturing Mission, or NMM, and every state must give this top priority and create infrastructure to attract global companies. The Prime Minister said this while addressing the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi, which concluded yesterday. The 3-day conference began on the 26th of this month on the theme of Human Capital for Viksit Bharat. Highlighting India's demographic advantage, the Prime Minister stated that nearly 70% of the population is in the working age group, creating a unique historical opportunity, which when combined with economic progress, can significantly accelerate India's journey towards Viksit Bharat. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will arrive in Puducherry today on a day-long visit. The Vice President will launch a housing project under the Smart City Mission and hand over keys of 5 tenements to beneficiaries at Kambankalayarangam in Puducherry. He will later unveil the statue of Mahakavi Subramanya Bharathiar at the Bharathiar Memorial on Iswaran Coil Street. The Vice President will also interact with beneficiaries of Smart Cities Mission housing project at the Kumara Gurupalam site and inaugurate the Senior Secondary Block of Petit Seminar School at Mulakulam. In the afternoon, he will preside over the 30th convocation of Pondicherry University at Kalapet before departing from Puducherry Airport for Thiruvananthapuram to attend various programs. Delhi's Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa has said that the Delhi government is exploring the possibility of collaborating with IIT Kanpur on an AI-based data-driven system to combat pollution in the city. Mr. Sirsa also said that the collaboration aims to identify pollution sources at a micro level, scientifically assess their impact, and enable timely action across various sectors. He added that this initiative will develop a system that can monitor, analyze, forecast, and guide action on a continuous basis. Meanwhile, the Delhi government informed that in the last 24 hours, 250 small and 92 large construction sites were inspected. More than 6,000 kilometers of roads were swept, around 7,000 vehicular pollution challans were issued, and 58 public complaints were resolved in the meantime. All India Shia Personal Law Board, or AISPLB, has condemned the atrocities against Hindu minorities in Bangladesh. It said, Islam prohibits the killing of any innocent person, and those doing so in the name of religion should refrain from it. The condemnation came at the AISPLB's annual convention held at the Bada Imambada in Lucknow. It was attended by ulema and Muslim scholars from various states of India, as well as from Bangladesh and Nepal. AISPLB General Secretary Maulana Yasub Abbas said that the convention stated that every act of terrorism occurring worldwide is highly condemnable, and those who perpetrate terrorism or patronize terrorists or provide them with any kind of assistance are enemies of humanity. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met his US counterpart Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago in Florida over a peace plan to end the war with Russia. The US president said the meeting was terrific and a lot of progress had been made in Russia-Ukraine peace talks as both the countries are in favor of ending the war. Addressing the press after the meet, Mr. Trump said that the peace talks are expected to be finished in a few weeks and it's been a very tough negotiation. He further informed that both the leaders had phone call with several European leaders during the meeting. Mr. Trump also had a telephonic call with Russian President Putin.
We had a terrific meeting. We discussed a lot of things. As you know, I had an excellent phone call with President Putin that lasted for over 2 hours. We discussed a lot of points, and I do think we're getting a lot closer, maybe very close. The president and I just spoke to the European leaders.
And in women's cricket, India successfully defended a massive target of 222 to clinch a 30-run victory over Sri Lanka in the 4T20 International of the 5-match series at Thiruvananthapuram last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.